for someone to do some background work for you, who is the key contact person in the city or the county for location? Because right now, I hear from supervisors at home on my home email. That's not good.
No, I can't imagine it, Senator.
I think with the counties, it would be important because of the COOPAs that they should get that as well as the city and the local, because there may be a delay in that.
Maybe it's both, whatever the local jurisdiction or jurisdictions are, and then they could respond. So it could be on truck traffic, it could be on a variety of issues. They should at least be known aware, so when the public calls them, they know how to respond or refer to Dogger, as the case may be. So, all right. And then this is a question I asked a year ago, and I got sort of a surprise answer, so I thought I'd ask. Are there any new well stimulation techniques out there that we're not aware of you'd like to share with us? We have hydraulic fracturing, we have acidization. I know that's a very smart industry, and trying to access that Monterey Shale brings out some amazing innovative ideas. Do we know of what's hot today?
We have not yet seen anything new. I know that that is one of the things that our professional oil and gas engineers try to keep up on, both through their contacts with the industry as well as in their review of professional journals. We haven't seen it to the degree that some practice that comes in that isn't the acid matrix stim, the acid fracking, or the hydraulic fracturing that we all generally talk about when we talk about well stimulation. To the degree that there does come into play a type of formation, or we're calling it well stimulation in the bill, formation stimulation, that increases the permeability of that formation, it's going to come under the rubric of SB4.
Right, because we have the generic well stimulation techniques, because we didn't want to be in the place of...
So we could call that sort of a first safety net, if you will. But if we discover that there is some additional practice, then that these rules and these regulations don't match up to, you can be sure that we'll be talking about it.
Nothing in SB4 restricts you from incorporating and doing more. All right. I want to thank all five of you for spending the time with us. Look how far we've come from just a year ago and today, when we couldn't answer the basic questions of where was the well, what chemicals were being used. And I really appreciate the cooperation between the different agencies. We're breaking down silos here, and thank you, gentlemen, for your participation. And we'll probably have another oversight hearing at some point in time, because that's our job. Thank you.
And thank you. I just really am impressed with the cooperation of the agencies and the department. I mean, it's really incredible, nice to see, and the response and the quickness with which you've come together on this is very welcome. So thank you.
Thanks, Senator.
You're public.
Now we will have reached the public comment period part of the discussion. So if you'd come forward, please, and take a seat if you'd like, and state your name clearly. We'd like to limit the comments to 1 minute. You're welcome to make and provide written comments for the public record. They will be accepted until March 1st by the committees. And also, as you know, we are discussing the implementation and well stimulation regulations that were defined and outlined in SB4. So if we could limit our comments to, or your comments to, that aspect, it would be greatly appreciated. And we have 1 minute per person. So please come up and grab a seat, and we'll do, yes, absolutely. And we'll just work right down the line and keep it going for everyone. Great. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair and Mr. Chair. I'm Trudy Schaefer, representing the League of Women Voters of California. And I would first like to say that I also was impressed by the extent of the interagency collaboration, and it's a wonderful thing to see that beginning of this very demanding process. I would like to speak specifically to the disclosure requirements for chemicals used in well stimulation. The League submitted comments in December about the interim regulations, and we did see amendments to those regulations, which we think we may have helped stimulate. We submitted other similar comments to the permanent regulations in January, and those are attached to the brief statement I have for today. Our concerns are that in the guidance documents on both sets of regulations, in other words, the frequently asked questions and the narrative descriptions, there still are errors, and we would like to be sure that as we move forward in this process, that those things do get changed. First, and this is the first topic, I believe, in the attachment, under trade secrets, there's still incorrect information about the handling of trade secrets, and the effect, if you, is actually to invite operators to violate SB4. SB4 was groundbreaking in the way it requires even the chemical names of the fracking chemicals to be included, to be disclosed. We do appreciate that there was a trade secret disclosure reporting form and some accompanying instructions which were not in compliance with the law, and they've been removed. But as we said, these unique rules probably need to be spelled out in this kind of information for the, both the operators, the public, and even for the dogger employees, so they don't have to look up what the law actually requires every time. Then a second element is the acid.
I did limit everyone to 1 minute, and actually you do have it all in written comments
all right,
here.
So may I just say the acid stimulation.
Acid matrix stimulation exception.
The threshold that is in error is mentioned in your draft, right, in your staff background, and we think that it needs a lot of
volume versus
attention.
Concentration.
Okay,
thank you for putting this in writing.
Yeah, this is great. Thank you very much.
Catherine Moore from my office is very interested in your presentation. Thank you for coming.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Chair and Madam Chair. My name is Andrew Grinberg. I'm with Clean Water Action, and I appreciate the opportunity to comment again on this issue. We were engaged with SB4 and have weighed in on all of the proposed and current regulations that have been talked about today. A special nod of approval to what the State Water Board mentioned today, that they are doing due diligence on getting all of the relevant groundwater information and making sure that they have a full understanding of what's going on. So we just want to thank that agency. One thing that did strike me listening to all of the agency representatives is the number of large moving parts going on here and how this is a, you know, a massive undertaking. I think from our perspective, it really does underscore the need for a moratorium on well stimulation until we figured all these things out, who's handling what, what agencies are looking at what, and until, of course, all the studies and environmental impact reports are done. So I would just say that you know, this, the information we're getting from SB4 is incredibly valuable for understanding what is actually going on. Some things I didn't hear today were any of the findings coming out of the well stimulation notices, such as, are we learning new information about new chemicals being used? Are we learning new information about sources of water that are being used, volumes of fresh water? So, you know, in the upcoming oversight hearings, thank focusing you in on some of those findings would be really beneficial. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, Madam Chairwoman, committee. My name is Stephen Ball. I am a registered engineer in the state of California and work for a firm called Kleinfelder, who started in the Central Valley 51 years ago. We have been involved in numerous projects throughout California over those 51 years, including drilling of wells, etc. We are very encouraged by the amount of efforts that has occurred with the regulatory agencies. We believe that they are moving forward and are in a, at a point where once the new regulations come up, we need to go forward with this type of drilling for both the economy of California and jobs, as well as the ability to do this effectively and safely. So we support your efforts as well as all of the agencies.
Thank you, Mr. Ball. Appreciate it.
Good afternoon. My name is Eric Eisenhammer. I'm with the Coalition of Energy Users. We are a nonprofit movement for access to affordable energy and quality jobs. And I want to point out, to start out, that all of President Obama's EPA administrators, secretaries of interior, and secretaries of natural resources have stated that hydraulic fracturing can be conducted safely and responsibly. And because reliable and affordable power is a critical element to uplifting our communities to prosperity and creating quality jobs, while also providing quality services that we need for tomorrow and protecting the environment, we support Governor Brown's goal of using impartial scientific data to create responsible well stimulation regulations. We support the tens of thousands of quality jobs currently provided by the petroleum industry, and we look forward to the opportunity that these regulations present to open up new opportunities in the Central Valley and uplift communities that need jobs.
Thank you very much for the testimony. Appreciate it. Yes, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for this opportunity. My name is Ron Vandepoel. I'm a second-generation petroleum marketer down in Stockton. We're kind of the end user of the fracking. We sell to a lot of agricultural and commercial industry. I'm a former employee for a number of years ago from the Regional Water Quality Control Board, so I do not understand the need for regulation. I just ask that the regulations, when they are proposed, that they're clear so that the people that are being regulated know what they need to stand up to. In the past, sometimes it hasn't been clear. I've been encouraged by what I've heard today, and I look forward to monitoring as we go on. Thank
you. Very good. Thank you very much. Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Susan Nakamura. I'm with the South Coast Air Quality Management District. I'm the Director of Strategic Initiatives. I worked on the rule development for Rule 1148.2. It's a notification rule for well stimulation, drilling, and well reworks. There was something that I wanted to mention was that during our procedures for developing the rule, we had a working group, and we had a variety of different stakeholders as part of the working group, including Dogger. And so one of the questions we asked was, what are the different types of well stimulation techniques that they use? And so we've identified hydraulic fracturing, acidizing, and then a third one, which is gravel packing. Gravel packing has similar characteristics as hydraulic fracturing, but it's not quite as intense in terms of how far they'll drill, but uses similar types of chemicals such as crystalline silica. So I would like to suggest that you consider including in the reporting gravel packing as another well stimulation technique that's, you know, specifically identified. The other thing was that I wanted to ask about for the MOUs and MOAs that would be developed, would there be a public process that would be included with that in terms of maybe some workshops throughout the state to discuss the MOAs and MOUs before they're signed so the public can participate in that process? And then the last comment was that we, you know, would like to work with CARB in terms of we are already doing sampling and monitoring for the different well stimulation and drilling activities. CARB had mentioned that they're going to be monitoring and measuring GHGs and toxics. We're already seeing some elevated levels of hydrocarbons, and then particulates PM10, PM2.5 should also be measured because of the potential dust associated with whether they're mixing drilling muds or with the hydraulic fracturing with crystalline silica.
Very good. Thank you for that. Very good suggestions. Good afternoon, sir.
Well, good afternoon to you, sir, and everyone else on the committee. And thank you so much, Ms. Papley, for putting together this organization. And I really can't thank you enough for your insight and the fact that you've gone to this extra effort to ensure that our waters and air and everything is going to be the most pristine environment that we have in the state. I am a very grateful employee of a company that does specialized contract work for the oil fields. And the first thing I do every time I go out to a job site is sign up what we call a JSA. That's a job safety analysis. I sit there and make a pledge to my fellow coworkers, the environment, and everyone else around me that I'm going to do this job safely to the best of my ability and provide the most craftsmanship and the best quality equipment that we have available. And we take that to heart. Every day we put on our hard hats and sit on that tailgate and talk about how we're going to provide our frac tanks for containing the water and moving the water safely. And we really do take environmental stewardship to the next level. And thank you for getting the committee, all five regulatory committee people together at once, to put forth such a great effort and making sure that we actually already have now in place, in progress, the most stringent environmental compliance issues regarding this in the state. And the country. So thank you so very much, sir.
Thank you. Would you like to state your name for the record?
Yes, Ron White with Rain for Rent Corporation.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Good afternoon. Bill Alio with the Environmental Working Group. And we go back to January 2011 when the Environmental Working Group and Senator Pavley first nudged Division of Oil and Gas about fracking. We've come a long ways. And the gentleman over here mentioned or said that the regulations have to be clear to the regulated community as to what they need to do. And I think the draft regs are. They're well written. There are some holes in it, and maybe the groundwater part is the most confusing and needs the most work, but I think we're coming along. I just wanted to compliment the division and the department in getting this far so fast. This was not an easy job. And also thank the legislature, your staff, for helping get us this far so fast, too. A lot has happened in the last 3 years. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the comments. And we'll end the public comment on that note. Thank you.
Yep. Bill can be our closing comment.
Yes, always.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon, everyone.
Thank you all. Hearing's adjourned.